different listening, because it's time for Vida Happier.
Vida Happier, a program about your health for your health.
It is indeed that time of the week. It's time for Vida Happier. It's Men's Health Week, and that means it's a time to highlight how men in our communities can look after their health and well-being. That doesn't just mean physical health, it means taking care of your mental and emotional well-being too. With us this morning, we have Dr. Suhail Rafiq from WA Health here to tell us a little bit more about our mental health. Good morning, Dr. Suhail.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on the record today. Can you tell us a little bit about what your job involves?
Yeah, so I'm a psychiatrist. So I was working in Bury in Lancashire up until October last year. Some of the English listeners might know about it. So I've been in NWA since November 2022. So I work at Fiona Stanley Hospital, and it's a youth service, 16 to 24-year-olds. And we provide community home visits for young people who present normally with high-risk presentations or severe mental illness. So it really is about supporting high-risk patients in the community. We have nursing, psychology, occupational therapy, pharmacy. So that's what I'm doing right now. But I've been in WA since October, so about 7 months now.
Beautiful. So a recently new arrival, but you're doing a good job, obviously. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the more common mental health issues that you're coming across in men in your field?
Yeah. So it's an important issue. So I mentioned about the youth role, but I also work in ED, part of my time here in the mental health liaison. So the big concern we've got is the suicide rate. So let's get straight to the important issue. We're looking at over 3,000 deaths per year in Australia by suicide, and 2/3 of those are males. So it is a significant issue for the male population in the Western world in general. But if you're looking at the 15 to 24 age range, and even the 24 to 44 age range, suicide is the leading cause of death. So it's I know it's grim, but it's important to talk about. So I think that's the main take home message, is that we're talking about mental health, but it's a very important issue. In terms of the patients that we see, depression, psychosis, but even outside of that, just general emotional hardship and stress, that can increase the risk for males and females, but in particular males. So with males, when there is emotional distress or hardship, there's aggression, there's irritability, substance use, but suicide is a risk factor. With females, mood fluctuation, self-harm, but with males, the suicide risk does increase. So again, I think that, for me, that's a take-home message.
How many men are we sort of understanding that might be dealing with this sort of thing, and why?
Yeah, when you look at the sort of statistics of the clinical depression, we're looking at about 4 to 6% of men, probably higher than women, sort of 6 to 10%. But as I mentioned before, with men, the risks tend to be higher in terms of suicide. Anxiety disorders, probably about 10 to 20% of the population, more in females, but again, with men, the risks are higher. Partly that can be, in my mind, it's probably about stigma, it's about lack of communication, and in some ways turning to alcohol and drugs as a coping strategy. So again, it's important that men do realise there are more adaptive ways of coping with emotional hardship, but I think that's the main issue for men at this time.
Emotional hardship is definitely something, yeah, as you mentioned, that we're all facing, you know, men, women, non-binary and gender non-conforming. People are all faced with all sorts of, you know, mental health struggles, and it is a real difficulty to sometimes, you know, field that sort of work. And it is Men's Health Week, and we're thinking about the sorts of challenges that men do face. What kinds of challenges are men facing in getting help when they do need it?
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest thing. You're right, it does affect everybody, but speaking about men, I think we can be our own sort of worst enemies in some respect, because it's that need to put on a brave face, it's that need to sort of, you know, at least appear stronger, and then not really being comfortable talking about emotional distress. So the challenge for me is about someone being able to reach out, get help, especially if they feel that is risky. But I think that's the main challenge, is the need to be a little bit more macho, for want of a better word.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely, you know, a societal, you know, value system that's set up that, you know, for people that, you know, exist in certain kinds of spaces and communities, they may find it more difficult to identify feelings and talk about them, and because of different ideas about how men should and shouldn't behave in different, you know, old school values of society. It's harder for me to talk about because, you know, men can talk about feelings where I'm hanging out. So, but not everyone feels that way. So I can understand that there is challenges men face in getting help when they need it, especially about mental health. What is something anyone can do to sort of like think about themselves and look after themselves and their mates? If someone's at home struggling with their mental health, or you know someone that is struggling with their mental health, what can they do to look after themselves?
In the word, it's about communication. So I mean, that's the important thing, is and not to let that pressure cooker scenario sort of build up inside. So letting friends, because we talked about, you know, the professional services, but you can't underestimate the role of the sort of closer community. So whether that's friends and families. And also the other thing that helps with your own mental health is being able to help somebody else. And so I think it's important to reach out for help, but it's also important to be there for other people at the same time, because it really does boost your own sense of well-being. I can give you a little bit. It's a true story, actually. So just with my partner the other day, she knew something was getting to me, and she goes, "Well, what's up?" And eventually I said it, and my response was, I didn't want to burden you with my own tales of woe. And her response was very appropriate, but that's what a relationship's about. So even like me, who works in mental health, there's still that little bit of reluctance to come forward, by means of not wanting to burden other people. But it's so important to do it.
It really isn't a burden. Really coming forwards and speaking to the people in your life, leaning on them, they take pleasure in supporting you, and they, and communication is the key there. And that's a great story for really, you know, highlighting that. Communication can really provide you with the best support that you need, asking for help or, you know, expressing that you might be feeling a certain way about a certain time or thing or event. Just talking about it can sometimes be the best way to go about it. Obviously, if you're, you know, finding communication difficult, or you feel like you might need help outside of those of the loved ones and seeking support from those, what's something, you know, we can do? Or if someone needs support or they want to go somewhere for support, what can they do? Where can they go for help?
So it kind of depends where you're at the time. So if you're at school or college, then you might have a counsellor or pastoral support within your educational setting. If you're at work, you might have a human resource department. But outside of that, GP is a perfectly good source of support in the first instance. They could probably redirect you to what's available locally in terms of counselling services, talking therapies. Maybe even sometimes, you know, medication may be indicated, but not always. So it depends where you're at in terms of your current situation. And in absolute emergencies, the ED is there, your police and your ambulance are there. But those are, you know, we're looking at psychiatric emergencies or you know, potentially sort of major sort of life or health threatening situations.
There is help.
Also, yeah.
So there is help available if they need it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's definitely important to note, and especially during Men's Health Week, when, you know, we're thinking about mental health, and that's the topic of this conversation here, we're thinking about, you know, the ways that we can access that and what we can do to support those people in our lives. So obviously for more information, you can go to healthywa.wa.gov.au, places like Lifeline. You can give them a call on 13 11 14, and you can head to headspace.org.au, all sorts of services. Otherwise, head down to your GP and communicate with those around you.